Just a giant tank filled with cottage cheese.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Oh my God, hi. So, recently I've been thinking about the fact that I see myself in human form as a train. Okay, just go with me here, all right? I feel like I'm a train. Like, I'm constantly barreling down the tracks. I've got, like, 50 cars attached to me, or how many ever, like, a long train has. And I'm just, like, trying to get from one coast to the other because I have so many things that I need to deliver to all these people. I have so many essentials on my train that I need to give to the folks, to the world, to the general public, okay? But, like, my essentials are, like, just giant tanks of cottage cheese. It's like my job is important, but it's only for people who need that specific thing. Like, as a musician, I feel like my job is important as a creative, as an artist, because it, like, me releasing music helps other people, like, process their emotions when they listen to songs. But, like, it's not essential. You don't necessarily need it. The other thing about feeling like a train is so stupid. I'm hearing myself as I'm talking and being like, the other thing about feeling like a train, like, God, I'm so dumb. The other thing about feeling like a train is that I feel like only one of my wheels is constantly off the track. Like, it's just constantly off. It's not enough to where we have to stop, shut the whole operation down, get it fixed, like, whatever. Like, if I was barreling from South Carolina to, like, I don't know, Arizona. I don't know why I picked those two states. Whatever. But I'm taking my cottage cheese tanks from South Carolina to Arizona, and I'm barreling forward, and we're not planning to make any stops. And, like, halfway to Illinois. No, we're not going to Illinois because we're going from South Carolina to Arizona. I didn't realize this was a geography podcast. South Carolina, Arizona. What's in between? Missouri? I don't know. Alabama? Sure. Somewhere. We're somewhere in the South, okay? And one of my wheels starts to come off. But, like, it's fine. It's just creating, like, a little friction. And it may even just sort of, like, pop off at some point. But, like, I've got, like, hundreds of other wheels that are on the track and doing fine. So, like, if the wheel falls off, I'm probably still going to make it to Arizona. And this cottage cheese, like, she's got an expiration date. Like, nobody wants expired cottage cheese. Although, isn't cottage cheese just, like, sour milk? Right? I don't know. It's not, right? No, that's where, okay, here we go. Cottage cheese is just, like, curds and whey. Sour cream is, like, expired milk. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyways, we got all this cottage cheese. We just need to get there. And so I feel like that. That's me. I feel like I'm a train barreling down the tracks, full, just filled to the brim, sloshing around with cottage cheese. And one wheel's off the tracks. But I'm like, I don't really need to stop because things are fine. Like, things will be fine. I'll get to Arizona. People will get their cottage cheese. And the day will be great. And we'll worry about the wheel later. And as I've been thinking about that, I'm like, now hold on a second. What are my options here with my wheel being off the track as a human? We're talking about me, not an actual train delivering cottage cheese, okay? Come back to me. So my options are lean into it, be a train with a missing wheel, and, like, do your thing. Like, make that your shtick. I'm a train with a missing wheel, and we don't care. We get your cottage cheese as fast as we can because we don't want you to get expired cottage cheese, girl. So, like, I could lean into it that way, or I could stop, take my time, care for the train, care for the wheel, and if the cottage cheese expires, it expires. Like, I need to take care of the train. And so I don't know what I should do. Like, should I be somewhere in the middle? Should I assess every situation? Because I truly feel like I have one wheel off the track every day. Like, most things are going fine, but there's, like, one thing that's just, like, you know, it's like that moment when you have headphones in, like, the corded headphones, and you're just trying to vibe and clean your house, and you're doing dishes, and you're doing laundry, and you're walking from, like, room to room. You walk into the bathroom to clean the bathroom, and the freaking wire gets caught on the doorknob and, like, yanks your your malleus, incus, and stapes out. Those are the bones of the ear. It rips your headphones out and brings all your brains with it, you know? Like, it's that type of thing. Like, it's inconvenient, but at the same time, it's like, it's not really hurting anybody. It's just, like, why does this happen to me? That's so crazy. I think a lot of us probably feel that way. And I think a lot of us probably feel like we have one wheel off the tracks. I honestly don't know what the solution is. So I don't know what the purpose of this podcast is or the story of telling you that, because I don't know how to fix it. I think our two options are we lean into it and we be that and make that our thing, or we just deal with it. We find a workaround and we just deal with it. We deal with not having, you know, one wheel. It's sort of the same of like losing a tooth as an adult. Like if you break a tooth or something, or like one goes rotten or whatever, and you got to have it pulled, like you don't necessarily need it replaced. You figure out a workaround. And I am the queen of workarounds. Okay. Like I will find a way to make something happen, even if it's not the ideal situation. So I think the moral of the story, the cottage cheese train, is that we assess each individual situation as it comes. Sometimes we might need to stop and fix the train and say, you know what? Sorry about your cottage cheese, but like, if you want more cottage cheese in the future and other dairy products, I'm lactose intolerant. I don't know why I'm using these as examples, but if you want more in the future, I got to fix my wheel. All right. But then other times it's like, no, let's just keep pushing forward. We can do it. We can reach Arizona, because Arizonans love cottage cheese. We all know this. Everyone knows. People in Arizona are obsessed with cottage cheese. Stupid. Yeah, so sometimes we can just keep barreling forward and just deal with it. Or we find like a little workaround. Maybe we send someone down there and just put like a beach ball in place of it or something. I don't know. That's my thoughts for today. I've been feeling like a train with one wheel off the tracks. I've also been feeling real gassy, so I think that's where the cottage cheese came from. Because I'm lactose intolerant, but I still eat cheese whenever I want. So anyways, I hope that meant something to you. Oh boy. What song? I think y'all should go listen to my song Fight the Tide today, just for fun. So maybe that'll help. I think these two are related. The train with one wheel off the tracks and Fight the Tide. Yeah. Go listen to Fight the Tide. It'll help you. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Give us this day our daily bread.